To religious traditionalists, homosexuality threatened the institutions of family and marriage. 11 states held November 2004 referendums to ban gay marriage. In the 7 states where conservative denominations are strong, the proportions carried by huge majorities. 86% in Mississippi, 77% in Georgia, 76% in Oklahoma, 75% in Kentucky and Arkansas, and 66% in Utah and Montana. Church-going black voters, principally Baptists and Pentecostals, supported the curbs by lopsided margins, increasing the anti-gay margins in the Deep South and accounting for much of the small 2004 Republican increase in black support. Secular voters were the principal upholders of gay marriage, which made the balloting much closer in Oregon, for example. Theologically, the conservatism at issue contends that homosexuality is not inherited, or God-given, but taken up volitionally, and a sin. Thus, true believers liken practicing homosexuals to adulterers, drug users, or alcoholics, insisting on the individual's ability to make a different choice and rehabilitate themselves. Contrary biological evidence could become as divisive as Darwinism. In all of these matters, the need of Republican officeholders and party conventions to be theologically correct puts them through all sorts of contortions. At first, George W. Bush was uncertain about supporting a federal constitutional amendment to prohibit gay marriage. Then pressure from the religious right forced the issue, and he endorsed it on February 24, 2004. When the proposed amendment died in the Senate weeks later, the GOP obtained a small but significant Election Day wedge issue. Ironically, in January 2005, after Bush said there was no need to keep pushing the ban, annoyed religious conservatives threatened to refuse to back his Social Security program unless he changed his mind. He thereupon repeated his support for the constitutional amendment in his February 2nd State of the Union message. The theology of death is cloudier and also riskier politically. Although Bush took a bold and ultimately unpopular stand in the Terri Schiavo case, bending over backward to insist on continuing her life support, blocking death is not the theological equivalent of enabling birth. The Bible abounds with the killing of those already born, both by God and by lawful authorities. Bush himself, as governor of Texas, sent scores of prisoners to the electric chair. Nor has collateral damage to civilians in a just war been a problem. The Lord of Hosts also struck out broadly and bloodily. Donald Akinson, in his study of the peoples of the covenant, cites biblical example upon example. 120,000 men killed in one day, and 200,000 women and children carried away captive. 2 Chronicles 28:5, 6, and 8. 185,000 Assyrian warriors killed. 2 Chronicles 32:21. 42,000 Ephraimites put to death because of a minor dialectic variation. 2 Judges 12:6. Against this backdrop, a couple of thousand Babylonian children killed in what is now Iraq wouldn't have made it into Scripture any more than such possibilities seem to have inhibited the Pentagon in 1991 or 2003. In the Bible, death comes lightly. End of Disc 9.